Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, some breaking news today. We've been following this. Looks like now it's official. Albany Bishop Scharfenberger is going to get more duties. This has to do with the Bishop of Buffalo, Richard Malone, who he will replace.
We have a story in today's paper about reports that indicated Bishop Scharfenberger would be receiving more duties in the Diocese of Buffalo. Shortly after 6 a.m. this morning, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany confirmed this. Pope Francis has appointed Bishop Scharfenberger the Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Buffalo following the resignation of Bishop Malone on December 4th, which is today. The appointment is effective immediately. Bishop Scharfenberger will continue to lead and serve the Diocese of Albany simultaneously.
We have the Shenandoah Central School District being named in a sex abuse lawsuit.
The Central Shenandoah School District has been named in a sex abuse lawsuit. A former elementary school teacher has been accused of sexually abusing a student between the years 1977 and 1984. The lawsuit names Richard M. Tabano. The lawsuit is one of the latest ones locally to utilize the Child Victims Act, passed by the state legislature, which has extended the statute of limitations on sex crimes, opening a one-time, one-year window in which victims of older abuse cases can sue alleged abusers in state Supreme Court.
Well, the weather has been quite something the last few days. We've seen some incredible accumulations in many parts of upstate New York and in our region, listening area, and your readership area. And that sort of is tied into some Halloween storms as well.
Well, Dave, when the snow flies, and a lot of snow flies, it always becomes fodder for news and fodder for conversation. People are still digging out and cleaning up after this weekend's big December snowstorm, and there's still tons of snow everywhere. In other weather news, government funds are being sought for $33 million in damages that were caused by heavy winds and rains that swept across the state for 3 days starting on Halloween. Significant damages were caused in Fulton, Montgomery, and Saratoga counties, and we've got that story in this morning's Daily Gazette.
Well, most importantly, stay safe out there. We've been speaking with longtime reporter, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, Jeff Wilkin. You can read more at dailygazette.com, our conversation online. At WAMC.org. Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
See you, Dave.